This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
We want to holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. What do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I got strategies for living radio.
You want to talk about what today? You.
Huga.
Oh, I know what that is. Hey, sure. Folks. Welcome into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living here on 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist, PLPC Lauren Leon McMillan. Yeah, I know exactly what yoga is. Sure. There was a song about it when I was a senior in high school. Yuga chaka, yuga chaka, right?
Something like that. Well, yeah. It does have to do with getting the feeling.
It's got to do with hooked on a feeling. Well, yeah. There you go.
I think it's pretty close.
Yeah. but it may, you know, it's intriguing because what if the secret to happiness is not found in the big things, the big achievements, but it's in the little things, in the yuga.
Right.
The cozy moments of everyday life. So, yuga
is the Danish.
It's Danish. Yes. Yeah, it's a Danish concept. Mm-hmm. It's actually a philosophy, huh, of coziness, connections, and simple joy.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, if we think about Danish and their weather, right? I mean, they really get some really cold, frigid, and dark winters, right?
Most definitely.
And so,
but why has yuga become a worldwide phenomenon? Because it gets cold in plenty of places,
sure,
but not in every place. And yet, yuga is something that's spreading all over the place.
Yeah. And I think that's probably thanks to things like social media and the internet and the more interconnectedness of the world, right?
Yeah.
We're getting to know customs, you know, the customs of on the other side of the world are being brought into our pockets.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I think that's the cool thing about social media.
And this is a cool time to think about yuga because...
Literally.
It's the winter blues. We're coming off the holidays, and we need comfort. We need
Absolutely.
Mindfulness. We need yuga today. Not yuga chaka, but yuga. Hey, folks, thanks for tuning in to Strategies for Living today. And we appreciate our sponsors making it possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX, the Balanced Life Wellness Center, and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, alligator, Italian sausage, and some pretty good muffies, too. We'll be back. We're talking yoga today. Oh, what? We're talking yoga here on Strategies. Come back and join us.
Life gets hard along the way. Gotta get through it day by day. We get strategies right here. Strategies for living radio. Our dose of radio we have. Strategies for living radio.
And welcome in. Welcome into Strategies for Living Radio here on 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, talking about yoga today.
You know, this is one of those words that I've only ever like seen written.
Yeah.
And so it's one of those words that you pronounce a
certain
way.
It doesn't look like it sounds.
So, right. Yeah. I always pronounced it in my head hygi because
that's what it looks like.
That's how it's written, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think
H-Y-G-G-E.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think the actual pronunciation, we can get some Danish to correct me. I'm open to that. But I think it's yoga.
Yoga.
Yeah.
Well, we get to fliegen, liegen, liegen to call us and tell us.
That's right.
It's the best Danish I can do. I'm sorry, folks. Okay, but we can all, you know, say, hey, if we understand what yoga is, we all need a little bit of this in our lives, don't we?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
I think the stereotypical is like candles, blankets, hot drinks, and quality time. You know, to me, there's this time between Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah.
And to me, that was my quintessential experience of hygge growing up. Like there was just this kind of in between space, and you know, we were all cozy and comfortable and enjoying each other, you know, just being there with each other, right?
Yeah.
But I think we really need it, you know, as the Danish have discovered, right? We really need it now after all the holidays when we are left just kind of dropped off in the middle of winter, right?
Yeah.
We come out of this
cozy time. Thanksgiving to Christmas to New Year, this celebratory time.
Mm-hmm.
And like you say, we're just kind of dropped off in the middle of winter. It's cold. It's dark.
Right.
The days are short.
Short
the
days.
Nights are long. Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's talk about how to make this, how to create it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some strategies. One of the things is to create a cozy space for yourself.
Yes.
So maybe some decluttering would be in order?
Yeah, I think part of the Danish culture is because they know that they're inside a lot during this time, that it's important that their inside be a sort of sanctuary.
Hmm.
And so part of that is often to declutter, because the clutter can become your visual, it's physical clutter can easily slip into mental emotion.
I think that's a wonderful idea when it's cold and when it's warm, Lauren, because I mean, your home, you know, the old saying, your home is your castle.
Mm-hmm.
Your home is your safe place.
Mm-hmm.
Your soft place to fall.
Right.
All of that, you know, is when I think of home, that's all the things that I kind of bring to mind.
Right. And so how can you create that for yourself?
Yeah.
You know, you and I both have our own little spaces and house.
We do. Yeah. And we're you know, blessed enough to be able to have this extra space, not a bunch, but a little left extra space to do an office / radio room for me and, you know, with the computer and the things that I like, and then your art room for you with the things that you love and like.
Right.
You know, and so, but, you know, even if you can't do a room. You can do a space, especially, you know.
When I was in college, I actually converted a closet when I had an extra closet somehow.
Yeah.
I converted a closet into my space.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we once upon a time, you know, we had the our little radio room at a previous house.
That's right.
It was in a closet. Yeah,
we were. I always make use of all the little nooks and crannies.
And it was actually ideal because we, you know, sound wise, we could kind of soundproof it. Mm-hmm. wasn't huge.
Right.
We didn't have doors on it, so I mean, it didn't feel claustrophobic.
And see, folks,
or
now
anything.
We can tell you because we couldn't tell you while we were in the closet, but we are now broadcasting safely out of the closet now. Right?
Oh, okay. I'm not going to touch that. I'll just leave that. I'll leave that alone. So with the yoga, you mentioned the lighting, the warm. You know, the warm lighting and candles.
Well, warm lighting is great. I mean, I'm sensitive, right? And I'm one of those people that don't like the big lights.
Right.
Right. And so we have lamps.
we laugh because, you know, growing up, I don't know if there's anybody else out there that can relate. You know, in my house growing up, when my mother would want the overhead light on, you know, or my father would turn the big light on, you know, it was the big light.
The big light. And I do not like the big light.
And when I introduced that concept to you, you laughed and, you know, the big light, but that's what we called it back in the day.
I like it. I don't like the big light.
It's very descriptive of exactly what it is. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, and what's interesting actually about a lot of our lighting nowadays is that as it's become more towards LED, we've got a lot more blue in our lights. And that is so unnatural and disruptive to our circadian rhythms.
Yeah.
And so I think part of this yoga concept may be to include lower light and more red lights.
Yeah.
Because it's unnatural.
So soft lights, even candles.
Yep.
If you can do that, warm lighting, but also textures, incorporating textures in like pillows and blankets and natural materials. Pretty good time for warm beverages too.
Yes. Yeah.
Coffee or hot chocolate or tea.
I like matcha.
You like your matcha in the morning. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, you know, one of the things that we're doing is I've got a special piece of furniture that was actually it's a pretty piece. It's not a, you know, it's not a real fancy piece, but it's a pretty piece that I got from my uncle, my mother's brother.
Yeah.
We called him Uncle Bubba.
Uncle Bubba.
And it's a pretty nice piece with some nice glass work on it.
Yeah, the leaded glass.
Yeah, and we're using that as our kind of our photo remembrance space and nook, if you will, you know?
Yeah, and so adding personal touches like that, like family photos or meaningful objects in and around the home is also part of yoga because it adds this sort of comfort, you know, anything that brings you comfort. If you see a picture of your grandmother and it, you know.
Yeah.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first stepfather, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Brings about that feeling of the warm hug, that sentimentality. I mean, that's what you're cultivating in yoga.
Well, before my mother passed away, she had literally box after box after box mm-hmm. of family photos,
yep.
right?
Yep.
And she, for years.
And very well detailed and descriptive, you know.
A lot of them, yeah. Not all of them, some of them. But, you know, I think she would be proud of the Uncle Bubba space in our home.
Because
I inherited all of those family photos. You've got your share of your family's photos.
Right.
And so, you know, the to have a space where, you know, our family members, us, ourselves, can sit down and kind of visit, if you will, with ancestors and family and touch base back even to our your yearbooks, my yearbooks are there.
Right.
So to touch back base back to times gone by and folks that, you know, are important to us, whether they're still here or whether they've gone on.
They're with us in other ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, all of that is, you know, is important. So what I'm kind of hearing here is with this yuga thing, it's almost, there's a mindset to it.
Well, yeah, it's not just cultivating the aesthetic comfy, cozy. That's part of it because you want to feel physically comfortable. But there's also a mindset involved. It's about being present. I mean, that's the idea of cultivating the aesthetics in and around your home and your environment is to really bring you into the present moment and to appreciate all the little things that you have used to bring about that sense of comfiness and coziness. Yeah.
And the space available. Again, not everybody has unlimited space. We certainly don't. But, you know, you can set aside either physical space or you can set aside psychological and emotional space.
Sure.
We all have that within us, you know. So maybe if I don't have the physical space, I could honor ancestry and times gone by and things like that by creating that space inside of me. You know, even to the point of journaling and things like that that I remember of times gone by. Yeah.
Anything that you can do to cultivate that sense of warmth within yourself.
And I think it's also about, Lauren, slowing down. You know, I think it's especially in this time that we live in such chaotic, hurried time. Almost, you know, from the time we walk out in the morning till the time we walk in, it's like we're going from one thing to another.
We've got a schedule,
you know.
Yeah.
And it's almost things sometimes like the schedule controls us rather than we control the schedule. Because people make appointments and
so therein lies the importance of something cultivating yoga, cultivating a space that you can come home to, that you can look forward to coming home to your warm sanctuary.
Yes.
Both mentally and physically and emotionally.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, it's the coming, looking forward to it and knowing, okay, I'm going to go and I'm going to be able to recharge and I can do this again. You know, I'm going to do it again maybe tomorrow, but, you know, I'm looking forward to getting into my space and time.
Ideally,
where I can
I would like
recharge.
For us to be able to bring yoga into everyday life, including work. But for now, let's cultivate it where we can.
There you go. We're talking about yoga and its importance today. H-Y-G-G-E. It looks different than it sounds. Yuga. It's a Danish concept. Let's come back and talk about yuga in our relationships.
All right.
That's special, too. Talking about it today. Yuga on Strategies for Living. Come back with us. We're here. You're going to see the difference. When you go to Azalea Cleaners, you'll hear about it too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283, and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
Life gets hard along the way. Gotta get through it day by day. We get strategies right here. Strategies for living radio. Our dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
And welcome back in. Welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio. I hope this is a yoga kind of place here.
Oh, I hope the music and what we share is comforting.
I hope it's warm and soft and comforting. And, I hope it is anyway. That's what we're striving for.
That's so right.
Yeah. I hope we do that. We're talking yoga today. H-Y-G-G-E. Mm-hmm. Maybe you've heard of it. Maybe you haven't. But it's going all over the... it's being talked about all over the place. Yeah. And it's a Danish concept. Mm-hmm. And, it's just... it's basically slowing down.
The simple pleasures.
It's enjoying the simple. And you can do it at home. And it's a mindset. But it's also relationship oriented. Mm. So I want to kind of explore how this concept of yoga, because relationships are some of the most important things that we have. So how can yoga deepen relationships through meaningful and quality time, important and meaningful conversations, or sharing meals together,
because when we think about yoga, we're thinking about warm presence and finding the joy in the little thing, right? And cultivating comfort and warmth.
Right.
And, I might ask, why wouldn't we want that in our relationships?
Yeah, right? Why wouldn't we? Yeah.
And so, one thing that I might think of when yoga in relation to relationships, it's about fostering connection, intimacy, and that sense of togetherness, right? And I would definitely underscore safety, right?
Yeah.
I mean, being able to create a safe and comfortable relationship where everyone can be themselves. I mean, that would be the art of yoga in relationships.
Yeah.
So how do we do that, right?
Well, I mean... small, we could do something as simple as asking someone to let's meet for a cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Let me make you a cup of coffee or a cup of tea.
Right. So you're kind of infusing the relationship yoga, getting to know someone one on one on a deeper level with that warmth of a coffee. Right.
Yeah.
So what I hear also maybe is Hugin relationship would emphasize quality over quantity.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm thinking more small, deep, meaningful interactions.
When's the last time that you invited another couple or a special friend over for just an intimate meal?
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, it doesn't have to be fancy or anything like that. In fact, you know, if you want to, you can cater it. Go pick it up and,
sure.
But, you know, let's find out what each one really loves. And
if everybody wants something different, that might be something
great.
Fun too.
But, you know, make it a small dinner party, but you know, can you imagine candles on the table, warm lighting, and special meal shared together enhances conversation, you know?
Yeah.
And that connection, that conversation can bring us. And it's in the family, you know, in the family arena.
Mm-hmm.
What about game night?
Mm-hmm.
You know? When's the last time that you sat around the table and got out not a video game, but an actual board game? Yeah, they still make them.
Or a card game, yeah.
Card game or a board game,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you know, that can be a special time.
Yeah. Or if you've got a fireplace in your house, something as simple as lighting the fire together and having a conversation around the fire, or roasting marshmallows outside over a fire.
You know, some of our favorite artists put out albums, CDs, song collections, where that they entitle Unplugged.
Yeah.
Right? What if we did that in our families?
Mm, yeah.
What if we did,
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
We're inviting a couple of friends over, and let's just do Lauren and David and Jeff and Mary Unplugged.
Mm.
That's our evening,
yeah.
You know. And so it doesn't, you know.
Getting back to the simple, getting back to who we are.
No agenda, you know, just unplugged. Because when an artist does Unplugged, it doesn't have he or she doesn't have this massive band or orchestra. It's just usually them and their instrument,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
And a stool in the audience, maybe.
Yeah.
And sharing, you know? But that's kind of a neat concept. And a lot of times, in an evening like that, you know, the artist will tell stories, you know, so think about adapting that, you know, to our setting.
I like that.
Yeah.
Sharing, you know, if you've got a fire, candlelight, or a fireplace, gathering around, sharing stories and maybe even music, you know, music that you like, and maybe playing a board game. What about cooking together?
Oh, right? There you go. That, I mean, you
or
know,
baking.
Baking, cooking together. And you know, some people may say, well, I'm not good at that. Well, okay, can you laugh at yourself? Can you chop? Can you open cans?
Right.
Can you know, every good chef needs a sous chef, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And what does a sous chef do? Well, whatever the chef wants you to do, you know? Open this can, chop this onion, you know, chop up this garlic.
Drink this wine.
Yeah, there you go.
Before I pour it in.
Yeah.
Another Hugo concept maybe that we can bring into relationship is the idea of being present.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
And you kind of started mentioning this with unplugging, but literally unplugging, putting away your devices, right, and truly being present with each other.
Can we really do that these days? I mean, this is so, we live in such a connected age, where literally, can we, it's hard. It's mm-hmm. hard to unplug,
mm-hmm.
you know?
It is.
And especially we have our phones set to receive messages and be aware of messages when somebody sends them to us immediately. And, you know, it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, and this may be painful, but sometimes it's necessary to unplug, you know? And again, I'm very aware that that there may be, quote unquote, I'm air quoting here, pain associated with that. Okay, well, you know, I'm going to put my device aside.
And if there is pain associated with it, that tells you something too.
Yeah, that's right? A message. The pain is always a message, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If we have a pain in a part of our bodies, there is some message there, both from our body and from our psyche.
Right. Yep.
You know, Louise Hay, the author who is, you know, the founded Hay House, and which has published so many wonderful books through the year, wrote a book many, many years ago that I think actually kind of helped launch Hay House Publishing. Mm-hmm. And the book was called You Can Heal Your Life.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, she connected she was kind of one of the first people to, you know, connect the mind and the body.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this pain, this symptom is going on. What could that be showing me in my life, right?
Right.
Yeah. And so,
yeah, we're not nearly as disconnected as we like to think we are.
Yeah.
Right. And I think that flows right into Hygge. It's reminding us that we're all here to comfort and to be with one another.
Yeah.
The togetherness aspect.
So again, we're talking about relationships right now, and we're looking at Hygge as a potential tool.
Mm-hmm.
So the slowing down and becoming more present to the relationships in our lives that really matter, that can't help but strengthen relationships, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, because as you mentioned, we're so plugged in, right? And so for each of us to give each other just a few moments of true connected eye-to-eye conversation, heart-to-heart conversation.
Right.
It's such a gift in today's world.
Absolutely.
That we all need as humans.
Yeah. So, you know, when we have connection to other human beings,
mm-hmm.
we probably have pretty good mental health.
Mm-hmm.
There is a definite tie. There is a definite connection.
Correct.
Between the quality of our relationships,
mm-hmm.
the depth and quality of our relationships, and our mental well-being, and also our life satisfaction, our happiness. I mean, none of us can be happy all the time, 24/7, 100% of the time.
No.
But we can be overall, you know, satisfied with our life.
Mm-hmm.
Life brings just as because it is life brings both joy and pain,
right?
And that's part of it. But in spite of that, if I've got the proper connection, and something that we haven't mentioned today, but we mention a lot, you know, we're talking about Hygge in relationships. Don't ever forget that the most important relationship that you have
right.
is the relationship that you have with yourself.
It is, absolutely. Yeah. And it's the beginning, I would say it's the beginning of Hygge.
Yeah.
Because in order to know what, you know, in order to cultivate comfort and safety and coziness in your life, you have to know what brings you those feelings.
Absolutely.
First. And it's different for everyone. There are some kind of across the board, I think most people are fairly comforted by candles and cozy blankets, right? But beyond that, there's some very personal, I like to call them, I heard the term glimmers, It's the opposite of trigger.
Okay.
Okay. It brings you happiness or coziness. Yeah.
So we're in the midst of, you know, we don't get too lengthy a winter around here, but we're in it.
We're feeling it.
We're feeling it. Yeah. So with this yoga thing, how can we take and, you know, make the most of embracing this time, not resisting it, and embracing our yoga, if you will. Let's talk about that when we come back, can we?
Absolutely.
All right, more strategies for living and exploring yoga to come. Stay right where you are. We'll be right back. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. Mm-hmm. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center.org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
Strategies for living radio.
Learning new words today here on Strategies for Living Radio.
Yoga.
Here on 101.7 FM, 710 KEO. Yuga. Yeah.
Yuga.
It's H-Y-G-G-E. It's pronounced yuga, mm-hmm. A Danish concept. And it's just taken off all over the place, right?
Mm-hmm.
And seems, you know, especially this time of year, who couldn't use a little yoga, right?
Yeah. Well, and I mean, if you think they're going to be the masters or some of the masters at it, because they get such a long and such a gruesome winter that, you know, we can learn from.
Yeah.
At the very least.
So one of the things is, and we can use this with the idea of winter. Here we are. Mm-hmm. We don't, you know, we thankfully don't have long, cold winters. But we have some winter, and we're certainly feeling it over these last few weeks.
We had a client come in today and say, man, this weather makes you sleepy, right?
Yeah.
And it does.
And it does, yeah. So what do you do with that? Well, embrace it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever's going on, whether it's winter, whether it's spring or summer, or whether it's something else that's showing up in our lives that you know, maybe we are not real happy with.
This too shall pass.
Yeah. So rather than one of the ways that we can, you know, that we can cut down on the amount of quote unquote pain in our life is embrace it. So embrace winter, don't resist it. So how do we do that? You know, we can shift the perspective from, you know, okay, I got to get through winter. I got to endure winter to, hey, this is an opportunity. You know, they're talking about yoga tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I can embrace this. I can create more warmth and comfort in my home that will help me now, but it'll also help me in June, you know?
Sure. I mean, this is, you know, I love to talk about nature and the cycles of nature and how much we have to learn from them, right?
Yeah.
And so winter offers this period of...
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Hibernation of going inward,
right.
Both literally, physically, but also mentally and emotionally.
Right.
Right. And so Hugo really capitalizes on that idea by saying, okay, how can we, what can we do to bring the comfort, bring the warmth in?
Right.
Whether that's literally, right, in our aesthetics, in right. bringing the warmth indoors, like with the lamps and the tea and the coffee and the fire and the candles.
Right.
Or, you know, metaphorically and emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, in terms of how can I cultivate maybe a warm routine, you know, or a slow, warm routine that I look forward to.
Yeah.
Right. I enjoy, well, you and I were talking about this earlier, how we both really enjoy having a slow startup to our mornings.
Yes.
And
yes.
So we purposefully wake up, you know,
a couple hours ahead of time than we have to. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
In order to have those slow and intentional mornings.
Yeah.
You have a routine and I have my own routine.
Yeah. I like to get up and I make a hot drink for you and then make me a cup of coffee and Pocket and I read the paper.
Right.
And I generally...
How many cats he needs to take care of in the backyard.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. We talk about that.
Yep.
But we may watch either Good Morning America or the CBS Morning News or one of the early morning news shows. Not a ton of it, but just what were the... You know, catch up on the headlines overnight.
Right.
And, you know, that's kind of a way to ease into the day.
Yeah.
You know? But then, you know, that's the morning, but...
You also have an evening.
What could you do in the evenings? Maybe a good book this time of year under a blanket.
A warm bath.
Maybe candles. A mindful walk, you know? And looking at the... change of the scenery or the season and noting how things look. And is there even any green beginning to pop out? That'll be soon enough.
Yeah,
you know?
It's coming.
And so, you know, and what animals are around, what birds are around that are different this time of year. Again, that's more mindful.
Yeah, being present.
Yeah. And then, you know, I mentioned earlier, Lauren, Hygge and mental health. Mm-hmm. We all deal with stress, right?
Yep.
And so I think what we're talking about this evening, and I hope we can all appreciate that Hygge can actually combat stress.
Mm-hmm.
And
especially, you know, in this time of year, we talk about seasonal affective disorder.
Yeah, it's right. A real thing.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you know, we have less light, and some people are more sensitive to that lower light, and they have it manifest in SAD, seasonal affective disorder.
Right.
Some people feel more disconnected this time of year. So... this idea of Hygge can
remind you of your connection
exactly
with yourself, with others, and with all that is.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, this is not about big, right?
No, not.
This
at
is
all.
Not
these
about
are,
big.
These are small, everyday things that you can do within a few moments to bring yourself back, to bring yourself some comfort, some coziness, and some warmth. When, especially now, when it's a little chillier outside, right?
Yep.
How can we cultivate the warmth within?
So focusing on the small, joyful moments darker months.
How about gratitude, right?
Yeah.
So appreciating the little joys of You know, when I love when I put on my warm socks in the morning, right?
Yeah.
Or stepping into a hot bath, those first, you know, easing in, or really enjoying your coffee in the morning.
Oh, there's nothing like that when you make the coffee and before you take your first sip, you know, there's nothing like that aroma.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in an A&P grocery store and my first job as a little guy was with, they still had coffee departments, but A&P was known for 8 o'clock coffee.
Right.
And people would buy it and it was in the bean form. So you'd have to, have to grind it up. Later years, they put those grinders at the cash registers. But back when I was a little fella, there was a coffee and cheese department. Mm. And so my first job was grinding up the coffee. Mm. If people wanted it to fine, medium, or coarse, you know, you put it in there and you ground it up. There's just nothing like the smell of that and enjoying that. And then you get that first sip.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. It's just absolutely nothing like it.
Yep.
Hugo, what can we say? Good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
Cozy.
Yeah. We will be back. More strategies here on 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Stay with us.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies for living radio. From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail. Alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Godfather sausage, bold and true. The Padres bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport.
Dealing with stress? Pain? Feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strong's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strong's, thebalancedlife.us.
And welcome back in. Welcome back into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel, and Strategies for Living with Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. How can we encourage ourselves and anybody else that sees the value of yoga, Lauren, into cultivating this? You know, how can we incorporate it?
So, just any small. I mean, essentially, at the core of yoga is the deep appreciation for the present moment.
Yeah, it's not. So it doesn't have to be big.
It's not big. So just anything coming into the present, wherever you are, and appreciating what's right in front of you.
Yeah.
Right. But you can.
It's about simplicity.
Yeah. You can intentionally cultivate it more by really focusing on the warmth of, you know, really taking time to be intentional in drinking, making and drinking a cup of tea or coffee, or setting aside some self-care rituals.
So I would invite every single person listening to us to incorporate a hygge moment sometime within the next 24 hours.
Yeah.
Maybe later this evening, maybe sometime tomorrow. But being intentional about, what can I appreciate that's simple and my presence, not perfection, but, maybe we'll talk more about this as time goes on. But we've learned something new today, haven't we? We've learned yoga. If nothing else, we've learned a new word. We've learned a new word. Yeah, we can go with that. Hey, folks, thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being with us here on Strategies for Living. And we appreciate our sponsors that make it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Bertita's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? And what would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time on Strategies for Living.